When I was in Catholic grade school, I remember how Father Cassi explained to me the meaning of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. I thought I was pretty smart in learning a new vocabulary word, the word assume. So I raised my hand and I said, "Father, I know the word assume means to suppose or to take for granted as true. So I finally know why we call it the Assumption of Mary, because we assume or suppose Mary is in heaven, but we don't know for sure." Well, with a smile on his face, Father Cassi came over to my desk, grabbed me right here by the shirt, and lifted me right out of my chair. And he said, "This is what assume means, to be lifted up." And Father put me back into my chair, and he explained to me that the Feast of the Assumption does not mean that we assume or guess or suppose that Mary is in heaven. If you do a little homework on this evening before the first night of school and go take a look at Webster's Ninth New Collegiate Dictionary, you'll see that the first meaning for the word assume is to be taken up or in. The first meaning for the word assume means to be taken up or in. This definition is what we mean by the Assumption of Mary into heaven. We don't assume or suppose or make an educated guess that Mary might be in heaven or that she's probably in heaven. We know that Mary is in heaven. We know on the basis of faith. The Assumption of Mary is a truth that was revealed to us not by man, but by God. On November the 1st, 1950, before any of you were ever even born, Pope Pius the 12th infallibly declared that by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and by our own authority, we pronounce, declare, and define it to be a divinely revealed dogma that the Immaculate Virgin, Mother of God, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into the glory of heaven. Mary was assumed into heaven, which means that she did not ascend into heaven on her own power. Instead, Mary was assumed, taken up to heaven, not by her own power, not by her beautiful, beautiful looks, not by her good works. She was taken up, not by her own power, but by the power of her Son and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord brought his mother's soul and body to heaven when her life on this earth was finished. And Pope Pius XII made it very clear that God revealed this truth about Mary. Not the Pope, not the Church, but God. And so every Catholic must believe this truth with divine faith, that Mary was assumed, taken up into heaven, both soul and body. Pope Pius XII went on to state, he said, "Hence, if anyone, God forbid, should dare willfully to deny or to call into doubt that which we have defined, let him know that he has fallen away completely from the divine and Catholic faith." Completely. Not just a teensy-weensy bit. Not just somewhat, not just partially, completely. Mary's assumption is not an optional teaching. And so too, the public celebration of this teaching is not optional. Attending Mass in this beautiful feast in honor of our dear mother is a public statement by all Catholics throughout the world that this teaching of Mary's assumption is true. By coming together for Mass, we say this teaching is really important because God has told us so, and we believe it. And Mary's assumption is not so difficult to believe, because what the Lord did for his dear mother is not just something he promises to do for her. It's something he promises to do for each and every one of us. We don't assume or suppose or guess that God will probably take up our bodies to join our souls in heaven. No. It's a divinely revealed truth that we know that Jesus will raise up our mortal bodies to make them like his own in glory. Mary's assumption into heaven reminds us that even as our bodies lie in the grave, they're not going to stay there. They're not going to stay in the ground. My body, your bodies, will be raised up on the last day, assumed, taken up into heavenly glory. This is what Mary's assumption inspires us toward today. Our final goal of our bodies being taken up to join our souls in heaven. The opening collect for this Mass collects all of this beautiful teaching perfectly. We prayed, Almighty and ever-living God, who assumed the Immaculate Virgin Mary, the mother of your Son, body and soul, into heavenly glory, grant, we pray, that always attentive to the things that are above, we too may merit to be sharers of her glory. Amen.